You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Yay! Bing is for doing. We're back with Heart of Dixie, Season 3, Episode 2, Friends in Low Places. So we're going to jump right in. I'm Whitney Lane. I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
Hi, everyone. I'm Paige Sullivan.
Hey, guys. It's Michelle Renee.
Hi, I'm Christine Archer.
And we are so excited to talk about this episode. We all kind of enjoyed it a lot, right?
Yeah.
Better than last week. They're getting into it. So let's just start with the guy that I'm not so fond of, Joel. You guys, I'm really not, though. He's, like, getting eaten by these red ants. He's, like, allergic to everything. Like, everything that could go wrong is happening to him. And he's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is about him.
I just feel like he's annoying because he's getting all, like, girly about it. He's like, oh, it's so hot and there's mosquitoes. It's okay. You know where you're in Alabama. You had to have expected it. So just deal.
He starts off with, like, that ice pack on his head. I'm like, what is he wearing?
But at the same time, he's like, he complains and then he takes it really well after the fact and acts like nothing happened. And so he's like, oh, you're so great. Like, I'm glad you're acclimating so well to Blue Bug. He's not.
He's not, because people don't like him, and you can see
it. I don't like him.
I think that people don't want to keep talking to him.
Are you kidding? Tom Long basically, like, trapped him.
Wait till we get to the dinner party, because LaVon was totally not into it.
LaVon, had other things to do. I honestly think people don't mind Joel. They like to see Zoe with somebody who's not Wade or George Tucker, because then it's less drama.
I don't think anybody sees Joel. I don't think they know he's there. Like,
Joey's new boyfriend.
Yeah, besides Tom Long and
Wade.
And Brick met him up close and personal.
But nobody else is really...
Nobody cares about him.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, they said Dash put up pictures of him getting his butt eaten by fire ants. So, like, I guess the town knows he's there and that he's not acclimating well. But I don't think it's really news to them.
I mean, it's just, like, it reminds me of Zoe when she first moved there. It's kind of a parallel situation where they, like, go through all these obstacles and question whether or not they're going to be able to handle it. And then they see the silver lining and say, well, Bluebell is not so bad after all.
Yeah.
You know, I can get a lot of material from this town.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing to
me. I honestly feel like people are just kind of like apathetic towards him because they don't see it lasting. Do you really see it lasting? Because I don't.
No. The rate it's going, honestly, it probably could last. It doesn't seem like there's been many roadblocks. Even with what we saw this episode with Wade faking a relationship, it didn't seem to affect Zoe and Joel. Like, even when she went to see Wade, there's a connection there, but she didn't act on it. She didn't do anything.
There's so much more chemistry between Wade and Zoe than there is with Joel and Zoe.
There is chemistry, but I predicted that he would be gone soon, and now I'm taking that back.
I don't think he'll be there forever, though.
Not forever, but
I think, like, maybe 7 or 8 episodes. Ooh. Tops.
Wow.
That's not that long. I mean, in like a 20 episode
that's
season.
That's a good arc right there.
I thought he was going to get killed tonight.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
I was like, he's dead.
Like, dang, dude.
No.
I mean, I don't know, actually. No, whatever.
I just, obviously, there's so much more that has to happen between Wade and Zoe, and we see it, because you see those little things that they put in at the end of every episode where they actually have a conversation, and they're still like this, like, laughing at each other, but then, like, this tension. It's sexual tension.
Yeah, but that's what we had the whole entire first season, and that built up for all of the entire first season. So there's a good chance that could happen this season.
It will.
Because what are the chances they throw them back in a relationship again? We already had that last season.
I think we'll get there eventually.
I think we will, too. What did you guys think about how, like, because Zoe, I guess, didn't tell Joel until this episode about Wade.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been kind of important to mention, like,
he handled it well.
New York, P.S., like, And maybe if not, like, super early in their relationship, I think it would have made sense to talk about that.
She tells him when he's having this insecure moment about how buff Wade is. Yeah. I'm like, why did you choose that moment, you idiot?
Like, right there, yeah. I'm like, hello, everyone can see it, even Joel.
Yeah. Well, I think got it. I personally think that he's going to get tired of, like, it's not going to hit him immediately. He's not going to give up on the relationship. But I think over time, it's going to be more little interactions, more little eyes cut at each other between Zoe and Wade. And he's just going to get tired of it. And one day, he's finally going to leave.
And more secrets unfolding, because he said, why would George Tucker not even shake my hand at the party? Like, obviously, there's a lot of built-up stuff that she needs to tell him, if she cares enough.
And she says, oh, we'll talk about that another time. Like, she's slowly giving him more information, which I understand in New York why she didn't feel it was necessary to say, oh, I dated this guy and I dated this guy.
She didn't think she was going back.
She wasn't going back. It really didn't play any part in her life. But now that you're back, you got to lay your cards on the table, else it just looks shady. Especially with everybody acting the way they are, and Wade faking a relationship and George being cold to him.
But I almost feel like he doesn't care nearly as much. Like, Wade is faking a girlfriend because he doesn't want Zoe to think that he still cares. Obviously, that means he cares so much. Joel's just like, oh, that's your ex? Oh. Like, I don't know. You want a little bit more of, like...
But Zoe's not... He's like, you're not faking your boyfriend, so it's okay. I mean,
yeah,
he's
just seeing
Wade as a jealous ex, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't think I'm ever going to like Joel and Zoe together. I think it's boring almost. Like, it's just like, oh, what's going to go wrong with him and Bluebell now? Like,
that's the thing. You know? How long can they play this out that he's, like, trying to fit in?
Well, we'll see. But there's a whole nother storyline with Lindley, another new character. Girlfriend needs to just settle down.
She needs to close her legs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... She literally got dressed after a one-night stand with George and just sat there waiting on him to come back so they could go to dinner. He didn't want that.
She came on strong.
Obviously, she's had heartbreaks before. She's way vulnerable, so they say. But it seems like she just keeps putting herself in these awkward positions.
She's done it before. She should know to leave. Like,
she gets really attached.
She seems too much.
She keeps putting herself in these awkward positions. Else, like...
I see. Yeah. I saw you getting that, but that's not what I meant, people.
I know that's not what you meant. Oh, Lord. I thought that was funny.
No, but you know what I mean, though? Like, literally, she's needy. It's too much. It's too much.
And not only needy, she's conniving. You know, the way she works herself into it later in the episode. I'm glad, though, that we finally learned how old she was, because we were like, is she 18? Is she 20?
She's 25.
So she's 25. So she's, you know, I don't even think she's that young. George was like, well, you're young. He's like 30.
Yeah.
Well, they said she only had one other previous boyfriend, right?
I don't know. Or she just had a boyfriend.
She just had a boyfriend and they broke up. So maybe it was one of those situations where they dated for a really long time, ever since she was like in high school, middle school. And so she doesn't know how to have an adult relationship. So she doesn't.
Yeah, she seems a lot younger than 25.
Yeah, she seems
actually
very immature. So.
Very immature.
She just wanted breakfast, let's be honest. She didn't really care about it.
But isn't she a vegan or whatever?
She's like gluten free. She can't have dye, apparently.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. I don't know, but LaVon, sure, she's got LaVon wrapped around her little finger. Poor Annabeth, like, the girl steals her dress, number one, and says it's for someone younger. And, like, how annoying would you just... I'd be very annoyed with her. And LaVon's like, I've got to go find this man. Like, he doesn't even... It's really weird.
That was a little strange.
And he's going to, like, hurt someone.
And also, like, why did he conveniently go to George? Why is that your first reaction? Like, we don't even see George and LaVon together that much in general.
Well, he bumped into him at the rim.
No, he said he needed a lawyer.
He's like, I came for you, George. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It was weird. A little too convenient, if you ask me, but...
I mean, it's real life, though. Like, situations where you've got your family involved, and you've got your friends involved, you've got your loved one involved. It's like, whose side do you choose, and when does it become more about, like, rationale versus bloodline? Mm-hmm.
Well, as of right now, Lindley's got everything happening how she wants it to be. So George didn't have to tell LaVon. He didn't kill him or cut off his legs, which is what George was so afraid of. But now he's going to be tutoring her for law school.
Yeah,
for the LSATs. Mm-hmm. I don't see her passing the LSATs.
I don't see her caring about it. Yeah. She's just trying to get dinner with George.
Yeah.
And she will find a way.
Is that what she wants?
Dinner, drinks.
She wants a relationship.
Eggs the next morning.
She wants more than that, obviously.
Yeah.
She's very needy.
But I can kind of see why her last relationship may have ended, if this is the way she works, you know?
It's a little much.
I don't know. But I'm glad AB, like, told LaVon that she suggested that Lindley move out. So it doesn't seem as shady if it came up later.
Yeah, she's pretty honest. I mean, I think you'd have to be. It's like, the girl's getting on my nerves.
And that's her house. She lives there now. Or I'm assuming she lives there now.
Yeah. I never really addressed that.
No.
I guess but, I mean, she'll always be his cousin. Like, Annabeth, he and Annabeth aren't married. They don't have any kids. So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, she'll always be the cousin, but does the cousin have to live there?
No.
You know, could we, like, put her in the, if she's in the guest house, maybe she can, like, stay in the guest house. Out of my closet. Like, if a girl was in my closet, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot more drama that's going to come out of this situation.
Yeah, because it's true. Family, especially, like, in-laws and stuff, you see, like, with married people, that's tough. So, you can't really say too much.
And it's tough with dating, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. She'll be there for a little bit longer, so.
You don't like the in-laws over here on Heart of New Sea.
No. I mean, I just think it's, you have to tread very lightly.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? And, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if
it's about me, but.
Yeah, but I foresee it being more of an issue down the road. The longer Lindley stays around, the more drama that's going to surround her, George, Annabeth, LaVon, all of it.
I mean, I don't hate her and George together.
I don't, yeah.
Well, you know.
He's not into it.
Well, I think the only reason he's not into it is because of LaVon. Well, I mean, he didn't know at first that LaVon was her cousin or whatever. Right. But, I mean, what else does he have to lose? It's not like he has Tansy anymore. He doesn't have any other woman. She's single. He's single. He's definitely the type of guy that wants to be in a relationship. So, why not?
But that's what he said at the beginning was, you know, I just got out of a really long relationship. I don't know if I want to do that right now. So, I think he'd rather do what they did and sleep around a bit and have a good time and not date her.
But that is so not George Tucker. But it's, like, I agree,
But it's so surprising to me that he cared that much about Tansy. Like, I did not see it at all.
Mm-mm.
I just don't.
Do you think she'll be back, Tansy?
She was back. We met her. I mean, we saw her. Oh, that's
right. She's with the other lawyer.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll see it happen.
I don't know if I see them together, but.
Speaking of not seeing people together, Wade and Lemon people.
Boy, that's spiraled.
Devastating. Devastating, no. I don't see it, actually. Once I watch this episode, I don't see them actually being together.
I don't think it would be awful, but they definitely just come off like best friends, like a brother-sister relationship.
Yeah, they didn't enjoy kissing each other. You could see that. Thank goodness.
Wait, okay. My question is, last episode, they kissed. Well, Wade kissed her.
Yes.
Whenever he was trying to make Zoe jealous. In this episode, when everyone's chanting kiss, he's acting like it's the hardest thing for them to do.
Yeah, because,
like,
she's not around to watch, I guess. It's other people. Yeah, he only wants to do it in front of Zoe.
He had like an adrenaline rush and went for it when Zoe was there, I guess. Huh.
Yeah, that's inconsistent.
They're good friends. They're good friends, but man, yeah, you don't see it between them. So that made me feel a lot better.
I think their friendship especially shows when, towards the end of the episode, she makes the sacrifice to, you know, pretty much ruin this relationship with this new guy. What's his name?
Mr. Carter
Covington. Carter Covington, yeah.
Of the Covington.
Yeah. Of the Birmingham Covington.
Yeah, she puts her friendship with Wade and, like, Wade's best interest before hers.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, definitely a demonstration of how close they are as friends.
I like it.
They care about each other. Yeah.
I like it. I think they both have, like, a lot of insecurities in a weird way, and they're good for each other.
They are. I think they bring out the best in each other, and that's why it would make sense for them to be in a relationship, but I don't see it, and I see them just complimenting each other in the workplace and in, you know, their lives.
And being there for each other when things do go awry.
What do we think about Lemon and Meatball?
In the future.
I mean, like, I think the whole concept is kind of gross,
I think it's silly, but I feel like they wouldn't have introduced it if it's not going to go somewhere.
But maybe they just needed, like, someone to embarrass her in front of everyone tonight.
I think Paige is right. I think it's going to go somewhere.
We'll save that for predictions, ladies.
Yeah.
But let's get into the dinner party, because then that's kind of where Meatball makes his grand entrance anyways.
Ooh, yeah.
The dinner party that Annabeth is putting together for Joel, and then everyone else asks for an invite. Lemon finds out because she runs into Carter Covington. Let's talk a little bit about him, because that is Carter one good-looking man.
He is very handsome.
Yes. And totally what you would peg for her. You know, like, that's exactly what she wants.
Yeah. The minute you see him, you're like, oh, that's for Lemon.
Yeah.
He's like, he's good quality man right there.
I don't know if he's going to be around for long, though. It doesn't look like it
he's like, this girl's got a lot of baggage and some weird stuff going on.
But apparently so does he. Because in that one line where he's like, my family has a lot of, you know, scandal
already.
Like any
family in.
Especially if you're the Covingtons from Birmingham, you know.
Yeah, big stuff right there.
Yeah.
So they all end up at this dinner party. Let's talk about, what is her name? Cricket's husband.
Was that her husband?
Yeah, but he's gay, right?
Well, it was funny because he was like, when the whole thing went down with Wade and Meatball and Lemon, he was like, oh, Wade's her beard. He said that, which means you are... She didn't get it. What's that mean? That's what your husband is to you right now, Cricket. He's your,
well, no, that's what you are to your husband.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So her storyline essentially this season is going to be that her husband comes out of the closet?
I think so.
Wow.
Remember when she came and visited, though, last year, and she was like, I'd like to see what my husband's like. Like, all these things.
Yeah, but you didn't know who her husband was until this episode. And from the get-go, Michelle and I were watching. We were like, is he gay?
Is that her, like,
is that her husband? Or her? Yeah.
Wait, now she... Okay, to clarify, she was... Didn't she get divorced in the first season?
No, that was Annabeth.
Cricket, I'm getting very confused. You're right. Yeah, I was like, where did this guy come from?
Wasn't Cricket the one who was very into the book? Wasn't she the one who was like,
yeah, she is.
This is how I make my marriage work. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm.
Well, she is now. Not
you can't make it work.
You can't make it work.
He doesn't want you.
You're his beard, honey. You're his beard. Yeah.
And for people who don't know what beard is, it is a slang term, I guess, where a homosexual person, I guess, uses a straight person and is in a fake relationship with them to cover up the fact that they're homosexual.
Or even the straight person doesn't know that they're
Well, she definitely doesn't know.
Yeah, it's something that you don't know. People aren't generally like, yeah, you're my beard. Let's go out.
Yeah, no.
No, it's...
I mean, they're full on married, so...
Oh, it's like a PSA.
I love it. But, okay, but anyways, the dinner party looked great, right?
I'm really glad for once they didn't do, like, a really, I mean, it was still elaborate for a dinner party, but at least, like, a dinner party is a normal event. It wasn't like we had to do, like, you know, I don't know, last season, like, Founder's Day. Yeah, it was Pioneer Day, that's not right. But it was normal. I liked it.
It looked like a fun dinner party.
Joel to town. And then everything that was could have gone wrong went wrong. He's allergic to everything.
Mm-hmm. And he's allergic to Bluebell.
I don't know why Zoe has to be his little caretaker, though, being like, don't eat that. Those are fried in peanut oil. Don't eat that. That's fried in peanut. Because he's a grown man who's had this allergy his entire life. I think he's got it under control. Or he should have it under control.
He should.
I mean, they tell everybody with a peanut allergy to ask before you eat.
Yeah.
I don't think. Michelle and the...
Joel's a hot mess.
What? I didn't know
if you were saying that, like, sexual as Whitney's before. I was like...
No, I didn't even... No, that was you. Because I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, but...
in that moment.
And the funny thing is when he did pass out... Not that was funny, but... Of course, she's busy overhearing, like, Wade and Lemon talking. And so she's obviously more concerned about that. And then realizes after the fact that her actual boyfriend is on the ground.
Well, every single time that something happens to him, she's paying attention to Wade. Or, because the first time she was looking at Lemon and Carter in the store when he got eaten by the fire ants or whatever. And so I guess foreshadowing that everything that bad that happens to Joel is because she's focusing on Wade.
Which means she cares a little bit more about what's happening with Wade.
But if she didn't have such... No, I was going to say, like, incompetent. He's not incompetent, but, like, if she didn't have a boyfriend who was getting into all of this trouble, then it wouldn't really look like that, I think.
Well, yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah, obviously.
Because we obviously see that she still cares about Wade. That's kind of what we're getting at there.
Also, when he was at the doctor's office with Brooke, is she going to be working there? Is she not working there?
She's not working right now.
Well, how is she going to have money?
Yeah. Because Brooke was like, get in the corner and shut up.
She's like living in the motel right now, probably.
In the smallest bed ever.
That's what I said.
Living in a twin bed together?
That was weird.
There's a lot of problems.
How cute was Zoe's dress, though, at the dinner party? I was like, oh. That's all I can talk about. She looks so good.
She looked really good. Her makeup looked different, too. She had, like, a nude lip or something.
Yeah.
She's good.
And he's always... Wasn't he in, like, a t-shirt at the dinner party? Or maybe that was just before? I don't know. They don't match up very well, in my opinion.
He's a writer, you know? I feel like
not a good one, according to LaVon, though.
I did like that storyline a bit, to have LaVon not really hitting it off with him in regards to his writing.
But you see how much he cares, like... He can't handle that someone doesn't like what he's done. He, like, kept trying to find LaVon. That's why I think LaVon was annoyed. He, like, rolled his eyes a little bit. He's like, he jetted out as soon as he could. Because he just kept asking. It's like, okay, he didn't like it. You've just got to move on. He's not taking the review down. Go talk about something fun.
Yeah. I can see where he'd probably be focusing on it if whatever comment LaVon left that much of a mark on him and, you know, made him feel badly about his book. I'm sure I can see why he would want answers to why... he didn't like it, but dinner party's probably not the best time. Yeah, maybe once you've developed a real friendship, you can ask for some honest opinions.
Not the best topic of conversation if you want people to enjoy your presence.
No.
You just got a little intense about it.
But I agree with what I think Michelle said earlier, that people don't notice him. You know, like, he's at that party, but nobody notices. It's like everybody's too wrapped up in what's going on in Bluebell and what's always been happening in Bluebell. He's like a fly that's just, like, there.
Even worse, it was, like, a party for him. It was his dinner party.
But and nobody
you would
cares.
Think, typically, right, if it's, like, your dinner party, everyone, especially if they don't know you, like, they'll come up and introduce themselves. But, yeah, no one cared at all that he was there.
What people cared about was the Wade and Lemon situation, yes. Which got seriously intense, and I loved it.
With me.
Except, man, Carter, I just can't get past him. That's too bad. She was like, okay, Wade, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, but she was willing to date her because she was faking the relationship with Wade, but he wasn't willing to date her because previously she'd slept with Meatball.
Who announced it drunkenly at the party.
Well, I don't know if he... If she would have explained the situation, maybe like, Meatball is a guy that I used to hook up with, whatever, maybe it would have been okay. But Meatball comes in and not only says that she used to sleep with him, but he also says she's sleeping with Wade.
Right.
Because he's confused. True. So I think it makes her look like a slut. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's probably why he's like, whoa, I don't know what's going on with this girl, but she's a little loose. And he doesn't strike me as the type that wants
that kind
a girl,
of girl
that's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, sleeping with Meatball. That had to be the...
Or just sleeping around.
Yeah.
With two guys who he may or may not think that he's a little bit above.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Look at Meatball walking in there all drunk in his
Metallica shirt that he was
wearing.
Oh. And he's like, what did he say? He made some... He was like, Meatball, no last name, like, Jesus or
no
Cher
last name.
Or something.
Yeah.
It was
ridiculous. I actually thought that was funny.
I think
he's great, but I still think, man, if you're going to embarrass Lemon, that is the way to do it. We'll see how she kind of... comes back from that.
Don't sleep with someone if you're embarrassed by it. I mean, so you're using him for sex, which I'm sure a lot of people out there do, and fine if that's what you want to do. But, you know, she's sleeping with him. Everyone knows it's happening. It's Bluebell. It's going to get out. Deal with it. I mean, this isn't the ideal way that it gets out, but...
Her poor dad.
Speaking of Brick, let's talk a little bit about him, because he kind of had a bigger storyline this episode. Yelling at Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Because he expects someone to come and talk to him if they're going to date his daughter. He was in love with Carter. Which, yeah. I mean, any dad would probably be like, this is a stand-up guy. But then Meatball, what's he going
to
do?
He probably wants her to date Wade now that he, like, it's better saw than... what it could be better
oh,
than Meatball.
Oh, no.
I know. You wait, like, she went from George to Meatball. Well, to George, LaVon, Meatball, Wade. I mean.
Girl's getting around.
Like, up and down on the.
Yeah.
More than the Lemon Breland type,
I think, you know?
That's not, like, who she is.
That's not who we met first season.
It's not who we met, but the girl we met first season had been in a relationship since she was 15. She just got out of it. Well, she was cheating, and then she got out of the relationship. I mean, she wants to settle down. I guess she just isn't very good at it.
They do a really good job making it small-town drama, though, because everyone is dating everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many, like, background stories to all of it, too.
And if they're not, they're, like, high school sweethearts, and they're married, like Tom and Wanda.
They're cute.
They are cute.
But I don't know. It's an interesting situation.
Yeah.
What else do we miss?
Well, we saw, you know, Joel really helping Zoe figure out the fake relationship and, like, treating it like a book or a mystery.
Oh, that was weird.
Which
right?
Was, yeah, it was weird.
He was invested a lot in that.
Mm-hmm. Because now it's more like an interesting story and drama to him and less his actual life and, like, what he's living.
And he didn't seem like he cared. Like, you guys said, I think it was you, Paige, maybe earlier, like, I think they made it seem like in the preview last week that he was almost going to confront Zoe and be like, you know, why do you care so much about Wade? But really, he just like almost talked to her like a girlfriend.
He was into it.
It was weird. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just another sign that he's leaving soon personally, but we will see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that, well, leaving soon, I don't think very soon, but I feel like now he's going to turn Bluebell into, like, a novel. Like, he's, like, super interested in everybody and their dynamics, and that's what he's going to focus on. And maybe that'll kind of pull them apart. Because to Zoe, this is her life. These are her people. To him, it's more of, like, a story and a drama. It's like watching a TV show unfold in front of you.
Definitely see that happening, because I think that'll... He's going to get very obsessed with it, and who wants to be in a story? By your own boyfriend.
Yeah, and it's different in New York. He says there's craziness all around. You can write about it. But that's New York. You don't know everybody in New York. You know everybody in Bluebell. So when you write about them, that kind of affects your living situation.
That's going to be a huge thing, I think, that unravels.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be happy with Joel.
Hopefully soon.
What kind of writer is he? He must be a pretty decent writer if Tom knows
about him. Yeah, I mean, he's published for sure, but nobody really knows anything about Joel.
No.
Besides he went to NYU because he wore that shirt again.
Again.
It's the only shirt he
brought. He's allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And he's just not very fun. I don't know. He doesn't make me want to watch him.
Yeah, he's like I think what we've always been saying, he's just easy for Zoe. He's like the easy way out. Yeah. And he's safe. And so in order to be safe, you can't really be that fun, I guess.
What'd you think about the little interaction between Wade and Zoe at the end?
I thought the neck slapping was a little silly.
Yeah.
But then they laughed.
And where is Joel when she's gone?
Right.
Yeah, did she just wander off? She's like, I'll be back.
I gotta go holler at an old friend of mine. You know, like,
that's my ex-boyfriend, so who you think has such great arms.
Yeah.
No, but I did see, like, I don't know, you see a lot of emotion in Wade. You know, he wouldn't even, like, look at her at first. There's just so much there. Do you see it on her part?
I see it. Not as strong as on Wade, though. I feel like Wade really wants it, and he hasn't moved on at all, whereas she has.
But it's also weird because I feel like it's, at this point, the ball is in Zoe's court because, I mean, he kind of, like, laid it on the table and she basically said, you know, no, I'm going to New York for the next 5 months and then shows back up with Joel. So, like, what can he really say at this point? Nothing, you know?
Until he finds someone he actually cares about and then it all starts unraveling again and she wants him back. Like, it's different with Lemon. She knew it was fake. But I think if he actually finds someone he does care about, that'll be a whole different story.
Yeah, and she sees genuine interest.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both shooting themselves in the foot by not
communicating.
You know how if you break up with someone, it's kind of like you can either choose to sit at home and stalk their Facebook all day and look at old pictures of you guys and mope, or you can choose to go out with your girlfriends and have a good time. That's just like two extremes in real life. But I think for these two, they need to like get out of each other's face and like stop, you know, running to each other and being in each other's business and trying to figure out, like, whenever she saw him and Wade and Lemon's relationship, she should have just ignored it instead of being like, oh, let me dig and see if this is, like, fake or true or whatever. Yeah. Like, she's only making it more difficult for her to get over him completely.
Yeah.
And he does the same thing by, like, being
playing awful. Games.
Yeah, like, playing games. Need. It's like, if you really want to get over these people, then there's actions you need to take to kind of separate yourself from the situation, and neither one of them are doing that.
Because they don't want to
get over each other.
Right. She's still invested in Wade and still interested.
Yeah. Which, I mean, hello. That's kind of Heart of Dixie, right? We have to see that relationship. And then she goes home to Joel in the small bed.
In their twin bed.
But, I mean, they just have, like, even, I don't know, there's just, like, nothing to them.
But she makes it seem like they've been in this long relationship. Like, he did this smile. She's like, that's the smile you do around my mother. It's like, first off, your mom doesn't even really come around a lot. And you've been together for 5 months. You already know his little tics. I don't find that realistic.
Well, it's boring.
We'll see.
We got to spice it up.
The episode itself isn't boring. It's just the Zoe-Joel relationship is boring.
I love the episode.
Yeah, it was good.
I thought there was good stuff, so I'm excited to see what happens next week.
Brought some laughs.
Shall we get into some news and gossip?
Of course.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Mallory Moy, who plays Wanda, I was about to call her Tom, but who plays Wanda, Tom's wife, she mentioned when she was on our after show last season that she's actually was working on a movie called Parkland, and that movie has come out. It came out on October 4th in limited theaters, but today it's actually out everywhere being released in theaters. The movie is about the assassination of JFK, what happened on that day, November 22nd, 1963. All right, dyslexia. And she plays a nurse. A few other characters are Billy Bob Thornton, Zac Efron, Paul Giamatti, and Maria Gay Harden?
Marsha Gay Harden.
Oops. Can't understand my handwriting there. So, I mean, it definitely looks like a really good film. I like JFK a lot, so definitely go check that out. And also, Jamie just tweeted out a video of several of her male co-stars. The guy who plays Joel, whose name I don't know, sorry. Scott Porter, Cress, Tom, Wade.
Everyone.
Yeah, everybody. Doing the Drake hands parody. So there's a viral video of this guy who is like making weird hand gestures to a Drake song.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a parody of that viral video. So go check that out.
Yeah, it's on her Instagram. So if you don't follow her, you should. She puts up cute stuff anyway.
Yeah, Jamie_King, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So that's all the news and gossip I have for you today.
Cool. Predictions.
Ooh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. Okay, lights who wants in here, to man. Start?
I got a good one.
Okay.
Woo.
I think that Meatball and Lemon are definitely going to maybe try to have a relationship, and that he's going to get a makeover. They're going to cut his hair. Ooh. Maybe he's going to start going by his real name, and he's going to, you know, be a little bit more presentable.
Interesting. She's going to make him a stud ish.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't look bad with a haircut
and nice clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can make anybody look meatball-y, you know?
Like George, when we see him last episode, when he looked disgusting. So
yeah, and you can clean anybody up. And I agree with Michelle, as I said earlier in the episode. I do think that is going to play out. I think Lemon and Meatball are going to be a thing. I don't know if it's a long-lasting thing. I doubt it's a marriage kind of thing. But she might as well give him a shot. They have a connection. I don't think she's really had a sexual connection like this with anybody else. I mean, she had an emotional connection with LaVon, but, you know, there's something there between the two of them. She might as well explore
What did she say? She's like, he does this thing.
Nobody wants to know.
Yeah, we don't want to know what the thing is. But no.
Too funny.
I see that happening, and also, as I'm sure we will all predict, Joel will be leaving soon, but I do think it's going to become part of his work and how he treats the town of Bluebell and less about their relationship.
I would agree. I think he cares way more about writing and getting, like, and doing that sort of thing. I think if he can find something to write about that's interesting and dramatic, he's going to take that.
Mm-hmm. What about George and Lindley? What do we think?
I don't really see it, honestly. I don't mind it, but I don't know that I see it.
I see it becoming a problem.
I think LaVon will find out.
Lindley being aggressive. Them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't see George taking the bait. I don't see him being into it.
Okay. I don't really have any big overarching predictions.
Well, and the preview for next week didn't really show a lot. Actually, just nothing at all along the story, the different relationships that we saw. Right.
They're just trying to get Cricket out of her position as head bell. And then Lemon has to clean the streets. I don't know.
That's weird, but we'll see.
I think eventually it'd be interesting to see Lemon and Zoe become
friends.
Somewhat. Yeah, I mean, they kind of have grown to, stand each other. But it would be interesting to see them kind of care.
Yeah, I'd like
maybe
to see
Lemon
that.
Will bring Wade and Zoe together.
She tried enough about him. She already tried at the end of last season.
We shall see. Yeah. Good stuff, though. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Visit us on @AfterBuzzTV and AfterBuzzTV.com. You can find me on Twitter @WhitneyLaneFern and on my website, WhitneyLaneFern.com. Why do I do that every time?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @PageSell.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @MichelleRenee_LA.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @CArcher.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.